This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On the DJV program, I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. The folks that are on this program have strong minds, strong wills, strong bodies. It's all great. We're here to serve you, and we have to be strong to do that. Most people that I know have created sort of a mental construct of what they are all about, what they can do. And they stay inside the fence that they built for themselves. One of the reasons Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara are here is because they don't. They may have this idea about who they are, but they don't have limits. They don't place limits on their thinking, on their activities, so it's kind of cool. I think most of us can learn from people like that. We have self-constructed walls, self-imposed beliefs, and you don't really go beyond your beliefs because it's not safe. Your real world sometimes is not the real world. And so I have found over my lifetime, because I used to be like that myself, when I changed my mind, I changed my life. And that happened to me when I was in my 40s. So it happens. People sometimes get stuck in a place and they feel very comfortable there. And then, wait a minute, oops, it's a big, wide, wonderful world out there. Sometimes not so wonderful. College students are some... I think I said yesterday or a couple days ago, talking about graduations, and my son-in-law, Matthew, gave the commencement address at UCLA to the English grads, and one of the things he talked about, in a humble sense, he has an Oxford PhD, but he told the students what his real-life story was all about, and it wasn't pleasant, it wasn't happy, it wasn't fun. He worked a lot of jobs just to pay his way through school, didn't have any help, his parents didn't believe he should go to a school like that, so he decided he was going to do it and did it on his own, working all kinds of jobs, and some of it was pretty gritty. And the students were just spellbound by him. Here's this lofty professor who's got an Oxford PhD, next chairman of the English department at UCLA, and he's talking about delivering pizzas and working, selling paint at the Home Depot. And being a meat cutter in a butcher shop, and you know, stuff like that. It becomes pretty basic. But if you want to get something, that's the point, then you work for it. But I was noticing in regard to that after I read his speech, and then I was looking at something about how, because he made reference to unrealistic expectations for students that are starting out. There were a lot of students that were going into technology. This was happening, Kara, probably when you got out of school, I'm guessing, maybe it did when Victoria's getting out, the salaries that they were getting to go in, go into some of these fields were ridiculous. Even Wall Street, some of the Wall Street kids were starting at $100,000 a year. And so that was sort of the polish on, or the shine on what a lot of other students saw as a tough time. I remember when I was on the board, and we used to talk about this at Heidelberg, the graduation, how many students were going to go, 14%. If I remember the last class that I attended, 2012, 14% didn't have any jobs when they got out of school. And and by the way, this year, students who go into any kind of business are going to average $47,000 a year in their first job. What's the poverty? It's right around that number, isn't it? What is considered, if you don't make that much money, you're considered below the poverty line and entitled to all kinds of benefits. Isn't that, I think the number is right around there.
Mm-hmm. It's $100,000 in San Francisco.
The report asked 1,000 college undergraduates about salary expectations, Portland I'm making reference to. It seems the next generation of college graduates might be in for a rude awakening. The average college student has unrealistic expectations for both their early career and mid-career salary, which I thought was kind of interesting. So how do you get that? The average Generation Z college student pursuing their bachelor's degree expects to make $57,964 one year out of college. The national median salary, on the other hand, is $11,000 lower than that and below the poverty level. No wonder so many people are on government subsidies, right? Look at this. And so I wonder in my own mind about the discussion of how good the economy is, and there isn't much unemployment for sure, but the average expectation for most majors graduating college this year is $57,964. However, the reality is it'll be paid about $47,000 in their first job. If you're an engineering student, they said they expected $64,000. That's about right. If you are in the sciences, they expected $64,000 would be their first salary. $50,000 is what the reality is. Nursing, this is pretty interesting. This shows you where the jobs are. $62,000 is what they expected to make their first job. $66,000 is what first-year nurses are making. That's pretty up. Let's look at the things. I guess maybe the expectations. I'm looking down the list here. Computer sciences. The average college graduate this year going into computer work expects to make $59,000, but in reality, he or she will make $68,000 on average. That's pretty interesting, isn't it, huh? If you're, in accounting or finance, expectations were $56,000, average $54,000 for first-year people. Working in our field or any kind of communication, expectation is $51,000. The average pay for somebody doing this kind of work or in the news media in some way, shape, or form first year is $41,000. That's pretty. The same thing with education, too, by the way. The average first-year teacher makes $41,000. So it's sobering, isn't it, what the college people have to look forward to. Pretty interesting stuff. I have some interesting tax news, but I want Jennifer to take over now and bring us her trending story, and then I'll, as time allows, I'll look at some of the tax ramifications of some of the things we're just talking about with regard to salary, what you're being paid, et cetera, et cetera. All right, Jen, the floor is yours. We're all ears.
I'm going to tell you about a big cocaine bust in Philadelphia, but one thing that caught my eye, and I thought you would like it, Dougie, since you are a dairy farmer, is that in Iowa, a local farmer is getting a lot of attention. He runs Cinnamon Ridge Farms in Donahue, Iowa, yeah. And he is feeding his cows, he's feeding them dried dairy creamer.
Dried dairy creamer. Cows like the same thing that they give. They like ice cream. They like their own milk. That's interesting.
He said it sounds cannibalistic, but he said the cows are being fed half a pound of powdered coffee creamer every day mixed with hay and other things that cows like. It adds up to about 4 pounds of milk per cow per day, but he said his milk is winning awards and it tastes better than everybody else's. And he says the secret ingredient is giving him that powdered milk. So I thought maybe you'd get a kick out of that if you want to make the best milk possible.
Yeah.
All right. The big trending story, in all seriousness, is out of Philadelphia. One of the largest cocaine bust in U.S. history happened on Tuesday in Philadelphia, where federal authorities continue to try to figure out what exactly went down. There was a cargo ship at Packer Avenue Marine Terminal in South Philly. They seized from it 16.5 tons of cocaine. That's 33,000 pounds, which has a street value of more than $1 billion, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. Investigators think there is still a significant amount of cocaine that still is on the ship that they haven't even been able to get off yet. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, this makes it the largest drug seizure in the history of the Eastern District of Pennsylvania. Two people were arrested and charged, according to the criminal complaint. Ivan Durasevic, who was the ship's second mate, and I'm going to try this one. It's a tough one. Fanofavi Tisaga, I think, were arrested in the bus. Before coming to Philadelphia, this ship, which was the Mediterranean Shipping Company, was previously in the Bahamas. It was in Panama, Peru, Colombia, and the ship was actually on its way to the Netherlands. According to the complaint, Durasevic told authorities that cocaine was loaded onto the ship after they left Peru, and then Tisaga told authorities that six boats approached them during the night while they operated a crane to bring on even more bags of cocaine on board. The ship ship, they said, was then later approached by another 8 boats where more cocaine was loaded onto the ship, according to the complaint. Tasaga told authorities his role was to help in moving the drugs below deck. The Customs and Border Patrol and Immigration Customs Enforcement officials, also in conjunction with Homeland Security, had a multi-agency inspection going on, and that's where they caught all of this going on. $1 billion worth of cocaine, though.
Wow.
Think about what that means. 33,000 tons.
Multiple full containers. Jeez. Containers on, like, storage containers. The gigantic ones that you see on the boats. Yeah, multiple of them are full of cocaine. How is that? I can't even imagine that much cocaine. Not that I want to, but that's insane.
Some people would like to.
Yeah. It is crazy, crazy. And speaking of crazy, just go back to what I was talking about a few minutes ago with regard to people graduating from colleges and that sort of thing and what they expect. The average student who will make $50,000 upon graduating has $20,000 of debt. There are some who have $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 worth of debt. And one of the things that Matthew, my son-in-law, was saying in his speech the other day, and this is what was jaw-dropping, the students, when he told them that he still had college debt, he's still paying college loans, and he's been out of school for 20 years, he's still paying for his education.
Well, I want to know what the average drug dealer is making out of college, because if you're making $1 billion off of this thing, then maybe we all went into the wrong field.
We're going to the wrong, right. We're going to drugs instead. 18 after the hour on the DJV show.
You know that maintaining your home, indoors and out, means working with the best brands. Lowe's helps you do it right by carrying trusted names like John Deere and Craftsman. And we help you save on them, too. Now when you buy a John Deere Z-Track zero-turn mower, get a $200 Lowe's gift card via mail-in rebate. And you can get your choice of a Craftsman 20-volt max cordless string trimmer or a Craftsman 2-tool 20-volt max power tool combo kit for $99. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 626 U.S. only. John Deere offer excludes California, Alaska, and Hawaii.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Credit products are issued by WebBank, member FDIC. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Offer valid for loan products 90 days after today. At the restrictions apply. See website for details.
How do I feel? Awesome.
Like a huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
Hundreds of thousands of people are discovering the relief of a fixed-rate debt consolidation loan through Avant.
I paid off all my credit cards, and now I just have one easy monthly payment with Avant. And I don't have to worry about the rates going up.
Avant offers you access to unsecured debt consolidation loans from $2,000 to $35,000.
When I saw Avant was accredited by the Better Business Bureau, I knew that was the company for me.
Do you know how good it feels to only worry about one monthly payment?
Experience the relief of a debt consolidation loan through Avant. Plus, get a free $50 Amazon gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and get this free offer, go to Avant.com and enter code 7575 when applying. Avant.com, code 7575. That's Avant.com, code 7575.
Kia Soul, what started as an icon, has evolved into a whole new species. The Soul X line specializes in adventure with a nasty case of restless car syndrome. The high-minded Soul EX is dressed up and kitted out with more tech than we can mention here. And the Soul GT line turbo is a true apex predator with a turbocharged drive to defy. The new species of Soul, the 2020 Soul. Give it everything.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Loretta Lynn has posted a video refuting the claims that she is D-E-A-D dead. She's alive and well, in fact. Tabloids were writing that Loretta was in a nursing home after suffering another stroke. In a video uploaded to Facebook, she slammed those rumors and stories. Quote, "You're kidding me. I'm not dead, and neither is Willie."
Love that. That's this is a video Nelson that she song. Posted where yeah. she's talking on the video. Yeah, she looks yeah. good and sounds feisty, and she's great.
Yeah, amazing how this stuff. But she made reference to the Willie Nelson song, "I'm Not Dead." Yeah, what's the actual
well,
title of it?
Still not dead.
Still not yeah. dead, yeah, right, exactly. And neither is Loretta Lynn. Her caption, let's see, she said, "Both of us are coming back to life, and we're going to raise hell." Her caption reflected similar sentiments through the years. Quote, "They've said I'm broke, homeless, cheating, drinking, gone crazy, terminally ill, and even dead. Poor things can't even get that right," she wrote. "I guess if those old pesky tabloids are harassing me, then they're giving someone else a break. But I'm about an inch from taking him to Fist City." Pretty feisty for an 87-year-old, right?
And, I yeah. love it, though.
She celebrated her birthday complete with her request that Keith Urban pop up out of the cake.
I would request that, too. He's pretty cute.
That's the life left in him. All right, let's do the Buddy Holly story, shall we? 26 after on the DJV show. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, you and me with the hologram. There's been a hologram thing of Roy Orbison, now the Buddy Holly thing. And now they're going to put them together. Bass Hologram, the name of the company, announcing North American dates for a joint Buddy Holly, Roy Orbison hologram tour. The Rock and Roll Dream Tour is what it's called, kicking off September 19th at the Palace of Fine Arts in San Francisco, and then have 45 stops. I can't make up my mind whether I want to go see this or not. I kind of do.
I feel like I definitely want to see this. When you yeah. add in Buddy Holly and Roy Orbison, yeah. I think that yeah. that would just be yeah. a really fun
well,
show.
They have
if you
the
don't
two
treat
them,
it like a concert, if you treat it like it's a visual spectacle,
right.
then I think that if you yeah. go in with that expectation, it must be entertaining.
Otherwise, it's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they have the holograms, and then they have live band, live backup singers for the song. So these guys are singing, and the audio is from the original tracks of their songs, their hits, and then they have the live band and the backup singers. It's quite a performance. They've got a lot of remastered audio, so it'll sound up to date. The two have combined 16 platinum records when you put them both together, 19 gold, nearly two dozen top 40 hits, and 10 Grammy Awards. So make for a great concert, actually fun. Buddy and Roy were Texans who shared mutual respect and admiration for each other's creative musical genius and brilliant songwriting ability, said Buddy Holly's wife, Maria Elena Holly. Orbison, with nearly 3 million followers on Facebook, 5 million monthly listeners on Spotify between them. So there's going to be a lot of interest in this. As a matter of fact, Roy Orbison Jr. said, Dad jammed with Buddy in Lubbock, Texas. Helped change music history by turning Buddy on to Norm Petty Studios. Buddy later returned the favor by recording two of Dad's songs on his first Crickets album. How beyond cool and special that these two great friends now get to tour the world together in a hologram tour. Pretty, isn't that interesting, huh? So they're going to take the tour across North America, Denver, Cincinnati, Atlanta, Boston, and they'll also be playing in Europe and the UK. And they're doing it at the same time because they just bring the hologram over there. So there you go. Buddy Holly, Roy Orbison in our focus here on the DJV show at 28 after the hour.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon. Diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
EPA Chief Andrew Wheeler has signed an order easing Obama-era restrictions on coal-fired power plants.
We can't deny the fact that fossil fuels will continue to be a key part of the energy mix both at home and abroad. Coal use is rising worldwide.
The new rule gives states more leeway in deciding on whether to require plants to make limited efficiency upgrades. The state of New York says it will sue. Hope Hicks has ended her private interview with the House Judiciary Committee. President Trump's former communications director testified for 8 hours. California Democrat Ted Lieu said Hicks didn't answer any questions about her time in the White House.
Even something as simple as, where is your office located? Objection. It is ridiculous. There is no such thing known as absolute immunity.
Democrats on the panel say they may go to court to challenge her immunity claim. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Accounting for taste. You got great taste if you're listening to the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, we're here at your service and on your side. Policy debate sometimes, fun. You get info by the numbers, heartache by the numbers. Remember that song? I've got heartache by the numbers. No, people don't remember that song. Okay.
Nope.
The we've been doing a lot of numbers. So before we get to Victoria with her story, I'm going to pass along to you some of the states where the taxes are highest and where the taxes are the lowest. A lot of these states are the wounds that are coming are self-inflicted by spending, that sort of stuff. And so we look at all of the cities and towns that are losing people, the highest. Well, let's look at the highest income tax states. Guess what is number one, yes, Jennifer.
California.
Number one is California. The income tax, the state income tax in California is 13.3%. Hawaii is 11%. Oregon's 9.9%. Minnesota, 9.85%. Iowa, 8.98%. New Jersey, Victoria, 8.97%. Vermont, 8.95%. The district, 8.95 as well. New York, 8.82. Wisconsin, 7.65.
Yeah, but see, the thing about New York is that you've got to add an extra, is it 5% or 4.5% for city tax. So
yeah.
If you live in the city, you get banged twice.
Yeah.
Good old New York.
Yeah.
But well, it's probably still not as high as California, but it's pretty close. It should be right there.
Well, you look at the state of New York, the governor signed a $175 billion budget a couple of months ago, which increased taxes again on New Yorkers. Bridge tolls and that sort of thing went up. New fees like the congestion tax on drivers in New York. Charge
they
for
really,
paper bags.
Yeah. Well, the paper bag thing, I'm all for. But
yeah, I don't mind
plastic
that.
Bags. Yeah, that's just stupid at this point. But they really don't want you driving in New York anymore. And as recently transplanted New Yorkers with a car, they make it so difficult because you can park on the street free, but it's very difficult to find parking, and they don't want people commuting into the city in a car. They want you on mass transit, which is greener, and I get it, but sometimes it's not that convenient for reverse commuters, people who live in the city and then drive outside of the city to go to work. But yeah, they definitely are trying to. Look, what do you do with a tiny island that's a mile long and a mile wide, and you've got 11 million people living on it? You know, it's kind of crazy.
50,000 people left New York last year to go to other states. California, I think it's 100. How much was it? It was either 100 or somewhere near 400,000. I can't remember, Jennifer, but I know a lot of people are leaving because it's just too expensive. And they're going to some of the lowest income tax states. Alaska is zero. Florida, zero. Nevada, zero. South Dakota, zero. Texas, zero. Washington, zero. Wyoming, zero. Tennessee, New Hampshire. They do not have any income taxes.
Alaska will actually pay you to live there, won't they? Don't they give you like
some
money back every year?
Women, they pay women to live there. I don't know if they pay men but they pay women.
Didn't Vermont offer a pretty big incentive to move there, or was it New Hampshire?
No, it was
Vermont. I think it was Vermont, right? $10,000 if you're willing to move there?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think it's that. I think it's actually the money that they make from oil drilling. I think they split it up
in
every
Alaska.
Year, and that goes. Yeah, I don't know if it's based on your sex, but definitely how much money they make out of drilling.
So the cities with the highest tax rate in America, the highest tax rate in any city is Bridgeport, Connecticut. Why in the name of God? There's nothing about Bridgeport, Connecticut, except the bridge that gets you out of town fast that's appealing. Bridgeport is an awful place. Philadelphia. Let's see here. Milwaukee, Baltimore, Columbus, Ohio, Providence, Rhode Island, Portland, Maine, Louisville, Kentucky have the highest tax rates, city tax rates. Cities with the lowest tax rates, Cheyenne, Wyoming, Anchorage, Alaska, Houston, Texas, Fargo, North Dakota, Jacksonville, Florida, Billings, Montana, Memphis, Tennessee, and Sioux Falls, South Dakota. So here are the top states where people are moving out of. No guess. I mean, there's nothing that we've already talked about. A couple of New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Illinois, Kansas, Ohio, Massachusetts, Iowa, Montana, Michigan, all according to United Van Lines, the data from them from last year, those are the states that have more people moving out of them than any other. The states people moving to, number one, the aforementioned Vermont. More people. I hope they don't spoil Vermont by getting so many people to move there. Oregon's number two on the list. Idaho, number three. Nevada, understand that, the tax stuff there. Arizona, the weather. South Carolina, they go both ways on that area. Washington, North Carolina, South Dakota, District of Columbia. This is moving in, so it's interesting. There's almost an equal number of people moving out of Washington as moving into it. I find that very interesting. What about you, ladies? What do you think? What entered into you wanted to go back home? That's why you went back to New Jersey. That's actually less expensive for you to live in New Jersey, right, Victoria, than it was in New York City.
Yeah, I mean we're paying almost the same in rent, but we doubled our space. So and we're at the beach. So yeah, it was a win-win for us. But like other things, like our car insurance, it got cut in half when we moved from Manhattan to New Jersey.
Oh sure.
The groceries here, the gas here, like the highest the gas has been since we've lived here is right now it's $2.99 a gallon. Yeah. So
not bad.
There are a lot of perks of moving out of the city for sure.
The other day when I was gassing up the car, Jennifer, I saw prices heading to the airport anywhere from $4.95 a gallon to $3.67 a gallon.
Oh yeah,
it's
well crazy. Over
it is
well
crazy.
Over $4. Yep.
So The states...
And that's all tax, by the way.
Yeah, it is tax, yeah. The states and cities that people are fleeing from are, every one of them are big spending blue states. And the ones people are going to are red states. I find that pretty interesting as well. That's pretty damning as to if you want to be generic about it, the Democrats spend more money than the Republicans. Oh, that's a surprise. But it's really interesting when you look at the map, kind of see how it all shakes out. All right, Victoria, what do you have that's very compelling? I'm sure the last couple of minutes was extraordinarily exciting and compelling for our audience, so you got to keep that momentum going.
Well, it's been a kind of a good day for Boeing. They got a huge vote of confidence for the 737 MAX jets. They actually have the International Airlines Group, which owns Aer Lingus and British Airways and Iberia and other European carriers. They have sent a letter of intent of purchase of 200 of the 737 MAX jets. They're at the Paris Air Show. And so typically this group only uses the Airbus family, the A320, for their single aisle jets.
Can I tell you why this happened? I don't want to take the storm, I mean the wind out of your sails.
This is just telling me other airlines that I'm not going to fly on.
Well,
because I don't trust the 737 MAX. Even when it does return, we don't have a time frame yet, but
They have had to keep the orders. They've had to cut the price by 30% on those planes. They will make no money on these planes. But in order to save face, they're doing two things. They're going to change the name, apparently, although they maintained at the Paris Air Show, oh, no, we're not going to change the name. But behind the scenes at Boeing, the board wants them to change. They don't want to call it the 737 MAX anymore. They want to call it whatever, 737 something else. And so there's that to contend with, plus the fact that the reason they got these orders is because they cut the price so that they're less expensive than the comparable Airbus 321. That's what they did. So that's why they got the order. They didn't get the order. This is a leasing company that owns all of these planes, and that we're talking about here, that owns these airlines, but also owns planes that are used by other airlines. More companies lease the planes than buy them. Yeah. Boeing finances a lot of them, but leasing company is the largest in the world. I think they own a couple thousand planes, and so that's
story. I hope the 737s, the MAXs, I hope that they don't infiltrate too much of Aer Lingus's fleet, because that's what I fly to see my family in Ireland. So I like the Airbus. I don't want to rock the boat there.
Aer Lingus, all of the people buying it are European European airlines. As you said, this company owns these airlines in conjunction with the city, with the countries that, for example, Aer Lingus is partially owned by Ireland, and all the other airlines you just mentioned are partially owned by the state. So the state,
yeah,
and then
British
they get
Airways,
into partnership.
Iberia, Spain, yeah.
Yeah, right. Although British Airways is a privately held company. It's kind of confusing because they went bankrupt and England got involved in it because of the flagship carrier. And the reason they got involved is because the Queen, it literally was, they needed to save British Airways because that's the airline the Queen rides on. It had nothing to do.
She doesn't really fly much anymore, though.
No.
Right?
But
she doesn't go
Queen's,
anywhere.
It's the Queen's airline, so they had to save it. And so Boeing, in order to get these orders, bingo, that's what they've done. So, and will they change their name? I don't know. They got a lot of face saving to do, that's for sure. 45 after the hour here on the DJV program.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Weird, boxy, funky, fun, iconic. You can call the Kia Soul a lot of things, but you can never call it boring. And now, with a wide variety of newly adapted trims, it's time to expand your vocabulary. The adventure-hungry Urban Explorer Soul X-Line, the stylish, tech-savvy Soul EX, and the relentlessly athletic, turbocharged Soul GT Line Turbo. The new species of Soul, the 2020 Soul. Give it everything.
Commit to a healthier you, inspired by your genes, with 23andMe. Your genes can tell you more than just your ancestry. They can say a lot about your health, too. At 23andMe.com, you can order a Health Plus Ancestry DNA kit and learn how your genes can impact your health and more. Explore over 125 personalized reports on things like sleep, genetic weight, alcohol flush reaction, saturated fat and weight, caffeine consumption, and more. When it comes to your well-being, your wellness reports can help you make informed decisions about you and your health. So commit to a healthier you, inspired by your genes. Go to 23andMe.com/listen to order your 23andMe Health Plus Ancestry DNA kit and start by exploring over 125 personalized reports at 23andMe.com/listen. That's the number 23andMe.com/listen.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-395-0342. 800-395-0342. 800-395-0342. That's 800-395-0342.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so we've been talking a lot about the situation with debt and taxes and college graduates and what they're doing. The fastest growing job categories in the U.S., a couple of interesting things. For example, here in Massachusetts, where I am, it's a machine operator. Let's see here. In New York State, gambling industry. It's the fastest growing job category in various states. California, solar panel installer is the biggest.
It's huge. Everybody's really trying to get solar. Yep. And it's expensive. You can't take it with you.
Yeah. Let's see here. The same thing in Florida, too, by the way. Solar panel installer, biggest job category. Let's see here. In Georgia, it's aircraft assembler. Because they have some plants there. A rail car repair person in Arkansas. Let's see. In Texas, wind turbine service technician. More jobs there than anything else. Software developer in South Dakota. This is really very interesting to see how these job categories are operating. You can check it out. I think you can go to the Bureau of National Federal, the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Check it out. 10 before the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warren Eckstein, everybody's pal, certainly your pet's pal, is here from the Pet Show. I was listening to Warren driving around Los Angeles on Saturday. He has a great way with people. These ladies call him,
Warren, 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 I need your help. My cat has stubbed her toe, and I don't know what to do.
I would guess that that's probably true.
Yeah, it is true. What do you think? I'm making that up? No, and he's so good, so patient with these people and their stupid questions. My God.
Oh, my God.
When it comes to stubbed toes, I am the guy to go to.
Yeah, you are. Right. Yeah, who's that? Well, there was a woman who called, and she was fawning all over you. I'm trying to remember what her question was. Pretty silly. I just remember her fawning all over you and chuckling, knowing you as I do. I just got a kick out of it. Warren's so personable. You can check out his show, thepetshow.com. Ways to challenge your dog's mind. Something on your mind, my mind, and my dog's mind. What do you do to challenge your dog's, Warren?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Doug. Anyone that's ever raised a child knows that a well-behaved kid is a tired kid and a kid that's challenged mentally as well as physically. It's no different with our dogs. You know, we get them when they're young. They're puppies. They're adorable. We train them. And as they get older, you know, we kind of take them for a walk. We may buy them a new toy once in a while. But life is different for them. It's not so exciting, not so challenging. So I suggest with older dogs, what you do is treat them like puppies. In other words, teach them a new trick every once in a while. Get them new toys. Even though you say, I know they don't play with toys, bring new toys in. Don't let them stagnate at home. Take them. Let them meet other dogs. Let them meet other people. What often happens is our dogs become antisocial because we get busy. You know, when they're puppies, we introduce them. Now they're older dogs. We take them for a quick walk. Hurry up, pee and poop, and get inside the house. Give them a job to do. you know, whatever, whether it be picking something up from outside or just, you know, chasing the mailman, whatever you want to do, but make sure you mentally keep them stimulated. I would say, I've been doing this for a few weeks now, I would mentally say that dogs and cats, for that matter as well, that are bored are the ones that get into all types of behavioral issues. If they're busy, if they're tired, if they're stimulated, just like people, they're going to sleep, they're going to behave better. So I really recommend, if you have an older pet, dog or cat, makes no difference, besides the physical activity, make sure you keep that mental activity equally as well. And just focus on making sure that mind is sharp.
It is the same, you've just nailed it, the same for animals as it is for us. We got to keep everything, we need to stimulate our minds as we need to stimulate our bodies. You need to do that with your pet. Keep them running. Keep them thinking. Keep them playing. That's really what, that's the bottom, that's why they stay as young and healthy as they do. I think that was, I'm convinced that was the secret to Charlotte living 15 years. People, like bulldogs, they don't live, we're on 8 or 9 years. She lived
their life, they have that gusto for life. In other words, a person that's fascinated, challenged, interesting, finds new things all the time, is the person that's going to live longer, generally. And the same thing with our pets. If their mind is good, you know, mind and body, it's all balanced. It's
and Warren is a great representative of that, because he just turned 113 last year.
That's in dog years, Doug.
Yes, that's right. Well, listen, see the quick response from somebody who's that old? Listen, he's got his mind working.
Who once said in dog years, I'm dead?
No, really. All right, here's some research that suggests that over 1,000 or more years ago, as dog domestication became part of how people lived, people preferred puppies that could pull off the sad look. Sad doggies always make me cry. You know that song? The development of the facial muscle that creates those sad puppy dog eyes. You think that puppies use their muscles and their eyes to raise their eyebrows.
You know, let me tell you, Doug, dogs are the biggest con artists in the world. They con me all the time. It's true. But in other words, you know, I always tell people, you know, people always suggest that dogs do this because wolves did this. Forget about wolves. Dogs have been domesticated since we've been walking upright. So they've adjusted to us. You know, people look at each other in the face. Dogs look at each other's facial expressions to say if they're aggressive, you know, how high are the lips, what position are the ears in. So it just makes perfect sense that the dog would definitely focus on our expressions, and we focus on theirs. But they really do. I know, for example, when I'm working with dogs, sometimes I'll make faces to tease them, and you can see their reactions change according to their facial expression.
It's
so it's perfect. It's perfect.
I gave Daisy another bath last night, still trying to get rid of that skunk smell after a month. She still has some of it. And I put her in, and she knew exactly what was going on. She didn't want to have anything to do with it.
Wow. I'm laughing because I've been skunked so many times that it takes like 3-4 days, sometimes a week, to get rid of that skunk.
Really?
This is staying in the house and hide from people.
Oh, no. This is a month.
She has more hair than I do, Doug.
She's looking at me, those eyes, exactly what you said. Looking in my eyes, and I'm looking in her eyes, and she knows I mean business. And so this is really interesting, though. Love your dog. Love your dog. Love your dog. We're next time from the Pet Show here on the DJV Show.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.